It's awkward.
It's Tuesday.
It's Brooke and Jubal's Awkward Tuesday phone call.
Unless I'm mistaken, I'm the only person in studio who's actually been to jail before.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've never been in jail. I'm going to go yes.
Well, I can tell you from experience, the only place that's worse than being locked up in a jail cell is being stuck in the friend zone.
What?
Yeah, because at least in jail you can find love, you know? When you're in the friend zone, there is no love.
I see that.
You must have had a good time in that jail cell.
And that's why Cassidy is on the phone with us, because apparently she's been friend zoned and she can't get out.
Oh, man.
What's up, Cassidy? How are you?
Hey, guys. I'm good. How are you doing?
Good.
Got locked up, man. That's what it sounds like you are, Cassidy.
Yeah, it's the worst.
Would you rather be in jail than in the friend zone? I can tell you, you meet some nice people there.
Yeah, probably.
All right, so tell us about your situation and why you need to do an Awkward Tuesday phone call today.
So it's a guy I work with, which, you know, is always kind of risky, whatever. And we've been working together for like 6 months, and for the past couple months, I've just been like staring at him incessantly. He's so beautiful, you guys. He looks like the kind of person that would be in a catalog for like fitness.
Oh my God. Okay. You are timing every coffee break around when he gets up from his desk.
Exactly right. So like, I started having a little crush. It was totally physical at first. Like, I've never seen him with his clothes off or anything, but like the way he carries himself, mm-hmm. and just like, the way his clothes hang,
you can imagine.
It looks like fun.
So you'd like to hang on him like one of his shirt studs, basically.
Yeah.
Oh my God, so much so. And so I was really attracted to him. And then, you know, we went out for happy hour and actually started talking. And he's funny and he's sweet. And we totally started vibing.
Oh my God.
Like, we really got along.
No.
That's awesome.
I know. And then he said to me, we should totally do something sometime. So
awesome.
And you got naked. And you just got naked.
Exactly. Like, okay, your house or mine.
Yeah.
So I thought, you know, we would start going out. And
right.
We did. But there was like never anything romantic about our interaction. Like, he would be like, hey, you want to go for a ride in my car with me? And I'd be like, oh, sure. Where are we going? Like, are we going to go to the park? Are we gonna? No, we're picking up his damn dry cleaning.
Oh, really?
Going to pick up dry cleaning.
Huh.
Yeah. Like, he just like brought me along for the errand to just hang out.
Are you sure he's just not really bad at romance?
That's what I thought at first. Is I was like, maybe he's just like feeling awkward about how we transition from work friends into more. But it's like he sees me as a bro. Like, we hang out and it's completely platonic. And when he compliments me, it's like, I'm a dog. Like, I'm friendly. I'm loyal. I'm so cute and blah, blah, but it's never anything sexual or romantic. And I don't know. It's so disheartening.
So you guys are just hanging out like buddies. Did it ever feel like it was more than that?
I've like read into some things and my girlfriends were like, no, honey, you're reaching. Like,
did you ever try and flirt or make it obvious?
Right.
Of course. Of course. I am so obvious. I could not be clearer about wanting it to take it to the next level.
Right.
Oh,
right. And
okay.
Have you gotten to the step of just telling him flat out, like, hey, I like you?
No. No.
Okay.
Well, I just, because we work together, I didn't want to make it awkward or weird, but actually I got a job offer. And so I'm leaving the company, which is kind of what prompted me to call you guys, because I am not going to be working with him anymore. And I don't really have anything left to lose. And I mean, I can tell he likes me. I just can't tell if there's like, if we could potentially be romantic, like if I just haven't been explicit enough in stating my intentions. So he doesn't feel comfortable. I don't know. Like,
it could be that you guys still work together too. He could maybe want something more, but
yeah,
doesn't want to mess things up at work. So he's just decided to make you his bro.
Well, maybe, but like, he also tells me about other guys that I should be dating.
So, are you sure? Like, maybe he's just super timid and that's his way of trying to like give you a softball and say, no, I should be dating you.
I mean, yeah, like maybe he's just trying to gauge my interest. I don't know. I mean, I usually say like, oh no, I'm not interested in that. I'm interested in somebody I can, you know, pal around. Like, I try and like turn it back to him always.
Right.
But he never gets the hint.
Okay. So what do you want to do with the Awkward Tuesday phone call? You want to tell him that you like him more than a friend?
I think so. Yeah.
Yay! Oh, I'm so excited.
I'm terrified because I don't know. I mean, maybe it is just a friend. Maybe he's gay. I don't know.
That could be.
I haven't got any inclination that he is. Like, he hasn't told me about any other relationships he's ever had. He hasn't ever mentioned being attracted to somebody else. male or female. Like, I have no idea what it is, but I am fully friend zoned, and I want to get out of the zone.
Oh my gosh.
Okay.
I fully support this risk you're taking, and I think it's going to pay off.
Thank you.
You got nothing to lose.
I'm really excited.
Yeah, you said you're leaving the job anyway, so you don't, you know, like you said, you have nothing to lose, so you might as well take a shot.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
All right, well, we'll play a song and then come back, and you can make your Aqua Tuesday phone call, okay?
Okay, thanks, guys.
Yep, hang on.